If you don't want any more 900 number calls made from your telephone, the phone company must put a block on your line. That's one of several new rules issued today by the Federal Communications Commission, which is cracking down on the pay-per-call service. And evidence of a gay gene has been found by researchers at the National Cancer Institute, who found chromosome similarities in 33 of 40 pairs of homosexual brothers. The finding doesn't prove that homosexuality in males is genetically compelled, but it does show that sexual orientation is influenced by inherited gene science. Here are the winning lottery numbers tonight. The Kentucky Lottery, pick 3, 6, 8, and 3. The pick, 13, 15, 22, 26, 31, 37, 54, and 55. The Indiana Daily, 3, 0, 3, and 9. The Daily, 4, 8, 9, 8, and 9. The WHAS Color Radar weather forecast for meteorologist Chuck Taylor tonight. Humid with scattered thunderstorms and a low of 72. We have clouds and 75 degrees. This is Beth Merrill, News Radio 84 WHAS, Kentuckiana's news, weather and traffic station. Depend on it.
Two big things are happening at Cardinal Stadium this weekend. Friday, it's immediate care center night at the Redbirds, and we're giving away a big Redbird sports bag, courtesy of Immediate Care Center. The first 3,500 fans, 13 and older, will receive the sports bag. Please limit one per fan. Then on Saturday, Target and Pepsi present the Philly Fanatic. He's big. He's green. He's from another planet. And you can see him for just $1 with special discount tickets available only at Louisville area Target stores. Free jumbo sports bags on Friday from Immediate Care Center. The Philly Fanatic on Saturday with special $1 discount tickets available at Target. A really big weekend from the Louisville Redbirds. And don't forget, while at Cardinal Stadium, enjoy a Conn's hot dog, the official hot dog of the Louisville Redbirds. Conn's, simply made to taste good.
Join 84 WHAS in the fight against lung disease by signing up for the American Lung Association's Wilderness Road Bike Trek, a three-day cycling tour which includes stops at historic Shakertown. The top fundraising cyclist receives round-trip airfare to anywhere in the U.S., Hawaii, or Mexico, courtesy of Continental Airlines. To sign up, call 800-366-LUNG. The Wilderness Road Bike Trek, September 11th through 13th.
84 WHAS.
This is Milton Metz continuing with Grab Bag Night. I'm Metz here from good old 84 WHAS in Louisville. Hello, Peggy.
Hi, Milton. It's Peggy Beck.
My darling friend. How are you?
Hey, Bubby, I'm fine. How are you?
Well, it's good now that I've talked to you. You haven't come by for a while.
I know, I haven't. Well, you know, you truly epitomize class. And while you'll be missed tonight, I'm looking forward to listening to you in the morning and in the afternoon. So I just really called to wish you the best in your daytime endeavor.
Listen, that's good. You're a dear pal of mine, and I appreciate those words very much.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing you.
You're staying up late for a new mother.
I am. Megan goes to bed at 9, and I follow shortly thereafter, but I stayed up just to listen to you tonight.
Well, you know, your dad and I were roommates together, and you and I are bonded together forever based on that alone, and your mother, of course, was on my program just the other night.
Yeah, I know. Well, you've been a dear friend of both my mom and dad, and I feel very fortunate to have worked with you while I was at the station for a brief time. It was like watching the master at work. So
well,
I'm looking forward to finally being able to hear you in the daytime.
Count on it. Thanks, Peggy.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Peggy Beck, a dear friend. Hello, Bob.
Milton.
Yeah.
This is Bobby Lance.
Bobby Lance, musicianist extraordinaire.
Something like that.
I almost pronounced it right.
You know, saying goodbye to you and listening to your show, man, this is rougher than watching Johnny Carson's last show.
Well, but Carson went away. I'm not going away.
I know.
And Carson's got that great $10 million pad in Malibu, Bobby. I'd invite you there if I had one.
Okay. That sounds great. Hey, you know, the first time I ever called your show, I was going to the Kentucky School for the Blind. I was 7 years old, and you had a poll on who should be governor, and I got to call and vote for Happy Chandler. So
is that right?
Tells you how old I am, you know.
I'm looking at a picture here of me and Happy. The TV people wanted me to bring in some pictures, and I had forgotten that I had this picture of Happy Chandler. We're talking busily at something. Yes. How are you? Where are you playing now?
I'm still on the Star Louisville. I'll be there for the rest of the year.
Well, you make those trips and cruises very nice, and I appreciate your call.
And if you and your wife ever come aboard, well, you know, I hope you'll let me know, because you're more than welcome anytime. And like I said, I've been listening to your show since the 50s, and I remember the Caribou Maine weather reports.
Thank you, Bobby.
They were lots of fun, so good luck.
Thanks so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good night. Let's go to Corden. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Mr. Smith.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Very well.
I guess the first time I really remember your show was when I was about 6 years old, and it was the 1974 tornado. And you were on the air with Mr. Gilbert.
Oh, yeah. Never forget that.
How is he doing today?
I have no idea. I think he moved out of this area. I'm sure I would have seen him. But he was a terrific, he was a combination reporter and pilot, and that doesn't always come together.
No, he was really the best, and I know the ones that are doing their job today are following in his footsteps.
Yeah.
And I believe he was decorated by Nixon at the time. I think
he did get some awards, and they were richly deserved, because he followed that tornado around about a quarter of a mile in back of it. I always thought it was either great courage or it was foolhardy.
There is a thin line there sometimes.
Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Which show was your favorite show of all the years?
Over 34 years, there are hundreds of them. I would say the ones that... I like the funny ones, actually,
like
not Sivers, the real serious ones.
Like Kim Sivers and Grady Nutt?
Yeah, and the Off the Wall Gang, all those guys.
Yeah, they are great. They will be sorely missed.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye, Dan. Hodgenville, hello, Rick.
Yes, sir, I'd just like to keep it short, and I've been listening to you for the past 5.5 years, and just appreciate every minute of it, and you're a class act. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it, and I was very nice. Thank you, sir. Hello, Larry.
Good night, Melton. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. I've got about 22 minutes, and then I've got a bunch of mementos to carry home with me. I had a part of a chocolate cake. I'm going to leave it here.
Well, I'll tell you what. I want to thank you for many years of the service of the community and for letting me listen to you all these nights. And also, I heard you in Florida. I've heard you in Canada. So I've traveled quite a bit, and I've heard you all over the place.
Are you on the parole board?
Yeah, I'm a member of the Kentucky Parole Board, and tonight I want to officially parole you. Now, starting at midnight, there are new rules you have to obey. Now, you have to be home every night by at least 10 o'clock. You're going to be on intensive supervision, and you cannot carry a weapon. You have to have a daytime job. Now, we'll test you occasionally and make sure you're on the job, okay?
Thank you, Larry.
So you're officially paroled as of midnight, and good luck to you.
I got it.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Austin, Texas. Hello, Nolan.
Yes, hello, Matt.
Greetings.
I'm a former Louisville resident, and I just got a call from my parents, and they said make sure you call in tonight to say farewell.
Well, that's nice of you, and nice of your parents, too.
Yeah, I'm 20 now in college at UT, and I used to listen to your program a lot when I was back in middle and high school. I was probably one of your younger listeners, but always fall asleep to you with you on the clock radio, and I really enjoyed listening to your program.
How are your grades there at UT, Nolan?
Well, I'm staying in electrical engineering, so they're okay.
I think it's a tough curriculum, isn't it?
Yeah. UT has a good curriculum on it, but... I'm doing pretty good. I feel pretty confident. I won't have to come back to Louisville after the end of the summer anyway.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Don't forget, my new Mets Here Daily Commentary begins on Monday. You can hear it in the morning at 7:40 a.m. on the Perky Show, and at 3:40 in the afternoon right here on 84 WHAS.
Thank you, Kentuckiana. You just voted Collins Chevrolet Geo number one in customer satisfaction. You ranked us tops in service, tops in selection, and tops in giving you everything you want from a dealership. So to show our appreciation, from right now until close of business on Tuesday, we're offering you top savings on our entire stock of Chevys and Geos. It's the number one sale. Everything on the lot is marked down until Tuesday, July 20th. Come on down to Collins and check out the 93 Luminas, 16 of them in all, starting at just $12,600. And 93 Geo Prism, 7 available, starting at $11,900. Plus, we also have new 1993 full-size pickups, 30 of them, starting at $11,700. Take your pick of the car or truck of your dreams. You know you'll find what you want at the area's number one dealer for customer satisfaction, Collins Chevrolet Geo, conveniently located downtown at 7th and Broadway.
Listen to your heartbeat.
Okay, the sun's gone down, so that means it's time for me to crawl out from underneath a rock.
Hot summer nights are about to get hotter on 84 WHAS.
Welcome to the program this evening.
And it's about to fire up July 19th.
You ever tried to go to Disney World in July? Huh? It's just you and three gazillion other people.
It's the new Doug McKelvin Show. Join us in ushering in a brand new era in Louisville radio history. Every Monday through Friday night from 9 to midnight on 84 WHAS.
Hello, Perry.
Hi, Milt. This is your son.
This is my firstborn.
That's right. Well, you know, this program is almost as old as I am, so I thought I ought to get in one last lick.
You are in Bloomington, old friend?
That's right.
What do you have to say to your old pup?
Well, you know, I think that I was listening to the first show, but the difference was you made me listen to that one. After that, I decided I kind of liked it.
Yeah, you couldn't have been very old.
No, I'm going to deny it tomorrow. But I think the thing I always liked, and I mentioned this to you once a couple years ago, was what a treat it's always been wherever I was in the country that I could turn on the radio at night and get a little piece of home. And I'd heard people say that when they called you on the program when they were out of the Kentucky area. But it was extra for me because I could hear my dad, and that was always a nice treat. I still enjoy that.
Well, you know, you and your mother always had a sensitivity to what I did and have always been my best reviewers, and that meant a lot to me.
Well, they weren't all positive reviews.
That's right.
But they were honest.
They were honest, and you can't always get that.
No, that's true.
I wish you were here. I've got a half a chocolate cake.
Oh.
And a lot of icing on it. It says something about a day job, but they've cut halfway through my name, and everybody's fill up with the chocolate cake.
Who brought the cake?
The Beth Merrill and the nighttime news crew at 84 WHS Radio.
Well, Beth's okay. You know, she used to be here.
Oh, that's right. She was there.
That's right.
And the governor made your dad happy by a call, and the mayor gave me a citation, and Carl Schmidt and Tom Meeker from Churchill Down sent me an engraved mint julep cup, and some raffish people from WAMZ left me a goose claw and funny little things from Doug James and Tom Ulmer. And I've got all kinds of mementos here.
Well, it's all well-deserved. And I was thinking back on some of the... I heard one person call and say they especially remember the 74 program about the tornado.
Right.
And I think you did a great job then, which I remember... as one of the most serious ones, but I also remember the one that has made me laugh every time you've done it, one of my all-time favorites, Who's the Biggest Jerk You Know?
Why do you like that so much?
I don't know. It's because every time you did the program, I had a different one I would have called in with.
Yeah, and some were related to us, too, weren't they?
That's right, and no last names. That was a good rule, too. I remember that.
What's new at IU?
Not much. A record enrollment. We've got 36,000 students, and people are fighting to get in, so that tells us we must be doing something.
It's a great university you work for, but there is some news that your coach made.
A lot of people are happy to see Dick Vitale finally get what's coming to him.
Well, I guess Bobby Knight likes to be hugged from the front and not the back.
Well, a lot of people here said today, you've got to be crazy to sneak up behind Bob Knight.
The student newspaper isn't publishing yet, is it? I would be interested in what they say about it.
They do publish several times a week in the summer, so they haven't yet had a chance to comment. I think tomorrow we'll hear something from them.
I hope to see you soon.
I hope so, too, and I call to congratulate you on a job well done. I'll be listening to the commentaries next week.
I love you, Perry.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. number one son. Send money. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Bill. Bob Shedd. How are you?
Fine, Bob. How are you?
Just fine. I wanted to take this opportunity once again to call to thank you for all your good work and to point out you've always been very, very careful to let other people tell their opinion, and you usually don't tell yours. And now with your commentaries, I guess we're going to get to hear yours.
Yes, I think I'm going to enjoy that. Now, we'll see what happens.
Well, this is a real good thing. I wanted to take one more opportunity on this historic occasion. I wanted to let my own son say hello, Milton, because this will be his last chance to do so. Say hello, Milton.
Hello, Milton. I want to one thing. Will Savage, he's out there. Okay.
Thank you very much. That was really nice. Okay, bye,
Andrew. Milton.
Yes, Bob.
Okay, bye-bye.
I'll be seeing you. Thank you very much. Hello, Galen.
Milton,
yes.
I just wanted to commend you for your support for civil rights and school desegregation and housing desegregation. We had the best desegregation plan in the country, and your contribution was appreciated.
Oh, Galen Martin.
Yes, sir.
That's nice of you, Galen. How are you getting along? Well,
doing real well. Working with fair housing now.
There are a lot of worse cities than us, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yes. Yes, but I appreciate your contribution in all of these things over many, many years.
And you, too, in the work of human rights. Thank you, Galen.
All right, thank you.
Good luck. Hello, Mark. This is Milton.
Hello, Mr. Benz. Just thought I'd call and wish you a farewell from your nighttime duties, and a lot of us who work in the same industry as you do will miss hearing you.
You're in the business, too?
Yes, I do. I work at one of the competing stations in town, but whenever I was away from Louisville and Cincinnati or wherever working, I'd always tune in and listen to Mets. And it always made me feel a little bit closer to home.
Thank you, Mark. How's your program going?
Well, we're doing okay. We're doing quite well. We're coming along, I guess you could say. But, you know, you and Kaywood, and I remember listening to Randy and Shorty in the mornings on HAS growing up, and always looking to see what kind of hat Phyllis Knight would wear at the Derby, and you with the Fisbee and all the little characters and the weather. A lot of pleasant memories to all of us here in the radio business. And it's sad to see you go, Mel.
Well, I'll be around daytimes, and thank you very good luck to you, Mark.
All right, appreciate it.
Right.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Good night. Georgetown. Hello there.
Yes. Hi, Milton. This is George Estes in Georgetown.
How are you, George?
Well, I've been listening to you since I think the first time I ever called you was 1964 and talked to you about Sanibel Island, about being able to pick you up from there.
Oh, yes. A lovely place there.
Yes. Was you ever down there?
I got to Marco was about the closest I got to.
Well, that's way on down. I called you once and told you what the call letters of WHAS meant, and you asked me if I could prove it. Of course not. I was 8 years old when WHAS came on the air, and my father took the Courier Journal, and it come out with those letters on it. That's why I remembered it.
Well, what did you say it stood for?
It stood for We Have a Station.
Yeah, you got authenticated.
I got all authenticated.
You have?
No. I couldn't authenticate it. But I when I was about 8 years old, KDKH in Pittsburgh was first, and then I guess WLAS and WSB Atlanta.
Right, we were the first handful, I think.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, George.
No, Milton, I've enjoyed your programs. I never listen to you in the daytime, or I don't listen to daytime radio much, but I do appreciate your program, and I've enjoyed them over the years. I'm 78 years old, and I thank you for it.
You're very welcome, and I appreciate it, George.
Okay.
Good night, sir. John Harrelson?
Milton, I just wanted to say I called in on the first night you were on the air 34 years ago, and so I wanted to call in on the last night, and I've certainly enjoyed it over the years. And my late mother, one of the highlights of her life was when she was on your program. She was the author of the book Steamboats on the Green.
Oh, yeah.
And Doug McElwain, he's going to be sort of like Joe Hall following Adolph Ruff. It's going to be tough to follow a legend, you know.
Well, listen, you put a... Listen, that's a great picture of me you put in your paper.
Well, you had a good subject to make a picture of.
Somebody said, get the new voice, your picture's in there, and there was a lovely commentary, and I thank you very much, Joe.
Well, thank you for 34 years of interesting evenings.
I'll be seeing you.
Okay.
Many thanks.
Sure. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, we want to give you the weather forecast and tell you what's going on around here. Give me a call at, well, I don't know whether we can handle any more, but let me tell you what weather is going to be. WHAS color radar weather from meteorologist Chuck Taylor. Tonight, humid with scattered thunderstorms, lows near 72. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs near 88. Tomorrow night, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Sounds monotonous, doesn't it? Low around 72, and on Saturday, partly sunny with scattered thunderstorms, highs near 90. It's cloudy and 74. Don't forget, if you want to go to Hawaii with us, call International Tours tomorrow at 425-4464.
It's the biggest appliance sale in America, the National Home Appliance Sale at Sears Brand Central. America's favorite brands are on sale. Kenmore, GE, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, all backed by America's largest retail service fleet. Like this large capacity Kenmore two-cycle washer, only $249, and matching dryer, just $219. Save $50 on the pair through Saturday only. Get to the biggest appliance sale in America, the National Home Appliance Sale at Sears Brand Central. Prices may vary in Alaska, Hawaii, and Puerto Rico.
Beer lovers had to choose between mass-produced domestic beers and imports. Then Samuel Adams Boston Lager began a microbrew revolution. I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Samuel Adams is small compared to the giant breweries. They spill more beer than I make all year. That's the nature of a microbrew. Quality, not quantity. Samuel Adams has been voted the best beer in America 4 years running. Try Samuel Adams, handcrafted to be the best.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass.
Would you buy a pair of shoes without trying them on, or a car without driving it? Then why buy a vacuum on blind faith? Hi, I'm David Orrick, maker of the 8-pound Orrick XL Hotel Vac. And if you call the factory, 1-800-989-4200, you can try out my legendary hotel vac in your home absolutely free for 15 days with no obligation. The best part is it weighs only 8 pounds, yet it outcleans vacs weighing 40 pounds. For a free brochure, call
1-800-989-4200.
Milton Reds, a friend you can depend on, 84 WHAS.
Hello there.
Joe? Happy trails to you.
Is this Joe Caruso?
Yes, this is indeed an honor.
I didn't know you were a singer, Joe.
Well, with a last name like Caruso, how can I not be?
I thought you were a dancer.
Well, I do a little, I dabble in dancing.
What are you doing these days?
You know, that's a good question. I wish I knew. Wish I had an answer for you.
All right.
But I just wanted to call, and I don't want this to sound maudlin in any way, because you're not dying or anything. But
oh, that, let them know that.
Yeah, you'll still be alive and kicking.
Right.
Knowing you. I just wanted to wish you well luck, and thank you for all the years of service.
Joe, I appreciate that. I'm going to do something new. I haven't quite done that kind of thing before, commentary. I'm not going to be, it's not going to be a Sermon on the Mount, but it's going to be a daily kind of chore, and I'm looking forward to it, but I have mixed feelings.
Well, I'm sure you'll do a fine job. You always do. And, you know, just wanted to call and be a part of this evening, this magical evening.
I'm recording your voice, Joe. You'll know it's for posterity. Thank you. I do appreciate it, old friend. Thank you.
Take care now.
I'll be seeing you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 571-8484. Let's go to Charleston, West Virginia. Hello, James.
Yes, sir, Bill. I just want to say congratulations on your 34 years in broadcasting. That's quite a millstone.
How about milestone is better than a millstone?
Milton, would it be possible for you to have your commentary on late night so that your out-of-state listeners could hear it?
Only if the management thinks it's possible. I think they want to see how it turns out, what kind of response, what I have to say. And I think that's fair enough. But I think it's too early to know, but that's very complimentary if you bring that up. It's a possibility.
I think we're really losing something here. It's like when Walter Cronkite or Edward R. Murrow retired.
Well, I'm going to be around. They moved on, and nobody's irreplaceable, and Doug's going to be here, and people are going to get used to him. Thank you very much, Bill. I appreciate it. Good night. Hello, Duane.
Yes. Milton.
Yes.
How did you get your job playing your villain on TRV Ranch?
Well, as a villain on the old TRV Ranch on television, I used to be a drama student. I used to be an actor, and that's how I got into radio. And TV, I thought up this idea of being a villain, and they liked the idea. You know, I had a curled mustache and long sideburns and a fierce look, and so it kind of fit in those days of television.
Do you know where when Nurse Home Cactus is in?
I'm not sure. It's it may be Meadowview, but I could find out for you if you'll call me next week. Okay? If you'll call me next week, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Thank you. All right?
Be on the daytime show?
Yeah. Just call me at my office next week.
Okay.
Call the radio station. Thank you, sir. Hello, Francis.
Good evening, Mr. Metz. I'd like to wish you a farewell, and good luck with your commentaries, which I know you will do excellent. I had to get used to listening to you in the daytime now.
Well, you know, I won't be that difficult to find. I'll be here, and I hope you'll stay with me. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Righto. Bye-bye. Hello, John.
Yes, Milton. This story is about my fourth or fifth time finally getting able to more or less talk to you, and I just want to let you know I appreciate the different topics and different people that you had on there, you know, through the years, because you know you more or less help me and my friends and everybody up about the different things that y'all talked about. You know, you more or less made us see the light about a bunch of different things.
Thank you very much. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Mr. Metz. This is Joe from the Shakertown trip. Wishing you well again.
Joe Riggs.
Yes.
Well, we had a good trip to Shakertown. My boss, Skip Essig, was asking how the trip went, and I said we had a great group of travelers, and you were among them, and I thoroughly enjoyed that trip to Shakertown.
Right, and you were a great person to be with on the trip.
Well, they treated us very well, didn't they?
They certainly did. Thanks so much, Mr. Metz. I'll let these other people get on.
And, Joe, thanks for the nice card you gave me.
You're quite welcome.
Now, listen, what about the picture? How'd it come out?
I haven't gotten them back yet.
Okay.
But they're there.
Good-o.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
Hello, Kurt.
Hey, Milton.
Kurt Smith.
Yes, congratulations, my friend. You certainly are a legend in your own time. Oh, there's no question about it. And I know I speak for a lot of people who know you. It's great to hear Perry call earlier, and all the other people who've called. You've had a great program. Maury asked me to pass along her great wishes. Of course, we'll be talking to you later. I just wanted to ask you if they're going to do something at the station for you in the way of a celebration, just as a, because it is the end of an era. I know you're going to be doing so many other great things, and they'll be great.
I'm not sure. We were talking about something. I didn't want to make a big hoopla because, you know, I'm not going anywhere. But I'll tell you one thing, Kurt. I'm going to be more available for poker pigeons.
Oh, that hurts. That hurts. I've been at the end of that, the other side of the hand many times, Bill, but I enjoy that type of entertainment, as you know.
Thanks to you and Maury. Got to go, Kurt.
Okay, Mel. We'll talk to you later.
Good luck, old friend.
Good luck to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, friends, the clock says it's time to bring the program to a close. As I said earlier, no sad songs, no goodbyes, and just a heart full of thanks for your support, enthusiasm, intelligence, loyalty, and good humor. Thanks for all the cards, gifts, and letters. There have been literally dozens and dozens of them. Thanks to all the callers and the listeners for just being here every night. And thanks to all the columnists, reporters, and broadcasters who've said so many nice things about me. I'd have missed all the fun without you. Till Monday morning, this is Milton Metz saying thank you and good night, everybody.
This is Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station.
84 WHAS, Louisville.
News on the hour.
From ABC News, I'm Dorothy McIntyre. It's going to be another week before the Senate Labor Committee begins its confirmation hearings on the president's choice of Dr. Joycelyn Elders to be...